I'm laying in bed. A full dose of NyQuil in my system and still painfully awake. I thought I would get further into this recording before I started crying. So I'm gonna hold on for a little bit. I guess I ultimately really don't know what to say. There's a good chance you never fucking hear this anyway, because it feels like a guilt trip. There's a lot that I want to say and a lot I want to bring to your attention, but I know you're hurting and I don't want to make it seem like I'm making it about me. Or make it worse. Understand how much it hurt to read the words, like, I know, but the more I think about the relationships I've formed the past month, the more I realize that I'm just fitting into a puzzle. Made me so many promises that I was so ready to fucking believe in, and I can't even expect you to uphold them if they weren't made for you. If you just said those things because you thought that I needed to hear it, or it felt like the right thing to do at the time. Every day I just sit in silence, not knowing if, like, it doesn't feel like you've changed your mind about me. It feels like your mind was never made up to begin with. You just felt confident because it seemed right or something. You promised me forever. And how am I supposed to make you follow through with that promise? I can't make you honor that promise. And what does this mean about me, you know? I thought, like, I found someone that really got me, but, your realization means that there's a chance that I didn't. There's a chance that I just found someone that knew what to say. Someone that I've been really, really vulnerable with. I miss you so much, and it hurts because I don't know what I'm missing, and I don't, am I missing you? Is that what this is? Is it you? Or do I miss this puppet that you pulled strings on because it made me happy? That feeling undermines so much happiness. I searched our Discord chat for the word miss because I wanted to see you tell me that you missed me. Fuck. You're never gonna hear this. I'm doing this for myself. I'm doing this for me because I can't see. I care so much, and I know you're hurting, and I'm terrified of making it worse, but fuck. I'm hurting. It's not even a matter of picking me. I told you so many times to choose you. And I think I thought that choosing you meant choosing me, but I'm afraid that you choosing you means not me, and I care about you enough to want you to pick yourself, but I want you to tell me if you're gonna do it, because this hurts really bad. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. Whatever that is for you. Whatever that takes. You don't know what it is yet, so I can't know. Being in limbo sucks. And it sucks even worse when the last thing that someone said to you is that they don't know if everything that you were falling for is just something that was concocted for me. What did you feel? Did you feel it all, but then realize that It was just feeding off the positive reinforcement. Did you not feel it? And you think you did because you just... I hope you still care about me. Even if you don't romantically like me. There's no chance that our future is what I've been daydreaming about. I hope you care about me enough to give me some insight and closure. Because I've spent the past couple days anxious, just waiting for you to show up at your convenience to start the anxiety all over again. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. What did I do? What do I do? You know? Do I just wait? I said I wasn't gonna run. And I'm not, but you need to decide if you want me to stay. Because making me wait hurts so much. Pick you, but tell me what that means for me. Please. Please, just tell me what it means. It's 5 a.m. and I'm tired of crying myself to sleep, but here we are. Fuck. It's enough. There's nothing more to say. That's enough. I'm just gonna spiral. I need to try to go to sleep.